Thank you for calling support. This is Jenny. How can I help you today? And I know, what were you doing on the computer when you got this message? Okay. All right. And can you tell me, did you try to download something in the computer? Okay. All right. Not a problem. Could you please tell me that are you the only one those who uses this computer or anybody else? All right, sir. Just give me a moment. Let me go ahead and pull up your details and check it out. Could you please stay on the line? On the line, sir. Are you there? Okay. Sir, I would have to go further and connect your computer to the Microsoft network so that we can go further and check it out what exactly the trouble is going on. Because it seems like that this warning that you are having on your computer screen, it's directly coming from the Windows Defender Security Center. So I will be giving you the instructions which you have to follow, and I can connect you with Windows Defender Network and we can find out what exactly the trouble is going on. Windows Defender Security Center is an inbuilt security, sir, in every Microsoft computer. That security will go ahead and give you the alert if something is going suspicious and unusual activity on your system and on your network. Then only it will block your computer and generate the number of Microsoft so that you can call and check it out what exactly the trouble is going on. So the very first thing that you need to do, sir, can you tell me what is the make of the computer is this that you are using right now? It's a Dell computer. Got you. I would like you to look at on your keyboard and look at on the bottom left side corner of your keyboard. You will see there is a control key and alt key, CTRL and ALT. And on the top right side corner of your keyboard, you have a delete key. Control, alt. I would like you to go ahead and press these three keys together. Mm-hmm. Click on Task Manager. Now, when you click on Task Manager, sir, inside the Task Manager, you will see there are some applications which is running. So could you please tell me which application it's showing you? Is it Google Chrome? Is it Microsoft Edge? What it is? I would like you to take the cursor on Microsoft Edge, do the right click on it. And when you do the right click, it will give you the option to end task. Now, when you end the task, temporarily. When you end the task, you need to X out from the screen, X out from the task manager screen. Now, when you X out from the task manager screen, I would like you to go ahead and look at on your keyboard and look at on the bottom left side corner of your keyboard. You will see there is a option which looks like for the Windows key, which looks like four squares on it. Can you please go ahead and press down that window and hold it down? While holding it down, push the letter R like Robert at the same time. You need to type in that run box. You can release the keys. Let go of the fingers from the keys and type it in the box, www.ultraviewer. Do you want me to spell that out to you? It's a one word, ultraviewer. U as an umbrella, L as Linda, T as in Texas, R as in Robert, A as in Alpha, V as in Victor, I as in Indiana, E as in Edward, W as in Whiskey, E as in Edward, R as in Robert. Now I would like you to go ahead and please give a dot like a period after UltraViewer. And after that, you need to type net. N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Texas. Now, could you please go ahead and read back to me one more time? You have? Okay. Please go ahead and push OK. Now what do you see? Now it's giving you the download option. Yes, I got you, sir. It's giving you the download option. On the top right side, it's giving you five options. You need to click on download from there. Then you need to go ahead and when you click on download, what do you see after that? Click on install exe. You need to download that one. Now wait. Okay. Please open that once it's done. Open that. Next. Yes. My name is Jenny White, sir. Got you. Now, once it's installed, it will give you the option to finish. Then you need to click on finish. Okay? Click on finish. Sir, you will get your ID and password. Do you see the ID and password on the screen? Please help me out with your ID and password. All right, sir. You're successfully connected to the secure network of Microsoft. Now, the system is... Okay. Sir, what were you doing on the computer when you got this message?